Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
All right.
I know I'm coming. I'm happening. Oh, boy. Welcome in. The Patreon. No, it's not. It's the free podcast. That's how it's going to be today. He's saying shit that just doesn't make sense. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Right away, I'm getting grief about the start time. Now, look, I'm going to explain this. I was ready to go at 10 a.m., without a doubt. However, I realized at the last minute that my friends at Q100 Radio, where I do the morning show, had scheduled a staff meeting. So that was promptly at 10 a.m. And I was like, oh, God. You know, honestly, it's been so long since I started a show at actually 10 a.m. that the start time that I started today is pretty much on point with the start time that it is every fucking day. Branjo 45 says, I just linked the Amazon account. No ads. You love to see it. I guess that means you linked your Amazon account. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But that is true. Part of the big meeting for the radio station is, I don't know if everyone here knows about this, but our old pal Ted Nugent, years ago, decades ago, one of his best friends died. He was an elderly gentleman, much older than Ted, who he taught Ted Nugent the ways of the wild. Like the spirit of the great outdoors. This man convinced Ted that that's a thing. And you can communicate with the spirit of the great outdoors called the spirit of the wild. Ted and this gentleman were, hunting together in Grayling, Michigan. Probably about the time that I was going up there myself when I was a little boy. Actually, much earlier. The guy's name, Fred Bear. I'm not making this up. Fred Bear, that's the song that Ted Nugent sang about this guy. Oh, Fred Bear, walk with me down the trails again. Take me back where I belong. Rebecca says, was he Native American? I don't know. All I know is that Fred worked in the car manufacturing business for one of the big three. And he was the guy who would work in this factory. And on those old school cars, he would put a piece of wood on the dash, stained in a certain way in the factory. And he had an ability to... His woodworking skills were second to none. So then he started manufacturing bows for archery hunting. Fred Bear is called the father of modern archery hunting. He started making these pieces of hunting equipment with his skill because he loved hunting, and he would hunt with these things. So anyway, he would make it up in Grayling, Michigan at a place. Now, before he struck it big and people started to buy his shit, he was living in a tent on the side of the Asaval River with his family to make ends meet. He would work, and it was like he was homeless. And then eventually worked his way up and formed the Bear Archery Company, legendary. There was a Fred Bear Museum in Grayling, which they eventually tore down for some reason. When he passed away, Ted Nugent wrote the song. Well, coming up Saturday, they are in Grayling, Michigan, putting up a statue for Fred Bear. And right now, the pedestal is there waiting for the statue. I was just there yesterday. Actually saw it yesterday on the way home. Drove right by it. So they're going to unveil this statue on Saturday. And of all people, Ted Nugent is going to be there. And his son, Toby Nugent, which I don't know about you, but that might be the most fucked up first name that anybody could ever have. Toby. Bob says, is the spirit of the wild like the force? Well, what the spirit of the wild does is if you have the spirit of the wild, it's going to force you into doing things like, you know, buying an ATV despite the fact that you're $90,000 in debt. You will go and slaughter anything out in the wild and eat it raw right there out in the field. These are all things that the spirit of the wild will make you do. And it will also make you sing this song, Fred Bear. Now, if you were to look up what this guy did, it really is spectacular. Not everybody's interested, though, in Fred Bear. But if it were not for the song, if Ted Nugent had not made this song, I really doubt that anybody would know who the fuck Fred Bear is. But there are people that, like Charity Scam Mike, who I was with this past weekend, he's got a buddy that he hunts with every hunting season. And when they go out, they have to sit in the car, and Mike doesn't give a shit. Charity Scam Mike, but his buddy, who he goes hunting with, they have to sit there and listen to the whole song. Like, he times it out. If the sun rises at a certain time, he then starts the song that many minutes before sunrise. So that the song finishes, and he says, all right, now let's go hunting. That's what you do. In Michigan here, if on Q100, but I'll be on the air for hunting season on Q100. And you bet your ass I'm going to play some Fred Bear. I love Ted Nugent's music. I love that song, Fred Bear. Ted is one of the most fucked up, brainwashed, MAGA Republican pieces of shit that has ever walked the planet. He's fucking crazy. Okay? He is a goddamn psychopath. He will be in Grayling, Michigan on Saturday with JC from the radio station. I would go. I honestly would go. But I have an obligation on Saturday night. It's happening. This is all happening Saturday at like 1 p.m. And then I'm going to a Waylon concert on Saturday night. Pooh Bear wants me to take her to see our pals Waylon. They will be at the Big Balloon Festival in Waylon, Michigan. Waylon in Waylon. So that's our thing. But otherwise, I would absolutely go. You know? I think that'd be great. Just to be in the presence of a crazy person like Ted. So that's why I'm late. We have just making this announcement right now. Somebody suggested, I believe it was Aram who made a suggestion. I made some post on Facebook, and he said that, EZ, you should go with your best pitch and make your best show on Patreon, Who Are These Free Beers, a weekly show. And, you know, I think that's a great suggestion, and I am taking that to heart, and so I will make it so. For the foreseeable future, every week we will have a new episode of Who Are These Free Beers. The amount of material has been kind of overflowing at the seams. Okay? I don't think you can overflow at the seams. I think that's a mixed metaphor. I think you're supposed to say bursting at the seams, or the bucket's overflowing, or something like that. Overflowing at the seams does not work. Nevertheless, because I'll go ahead and I'll have a whole show to do, and then I'll hear something else, and like, oh God, now I got to do this too. So this is almost like we'll turn into a week in review show from some of the high point moments that are worth reviewing from the legendary Who Are These Free Beers show, which I trolled the fuck out of them and their fans for a good part of the long weekend. And it was fucking a goddamn windfall. In addition to Aram being right, that the idea of that being my best pitch, he's right, it is. There is never a episode that brings us a dull moment. What was I going to say? Shit. Jeremy says, I just deleted 75 Freebeer and Hot Wings clips that I never got around to sending to you. There's so much awful material on that show. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Because I put out that show and I promoted it, he's right, because people just come out of the woodwork that I have never seen subscribing to Patreon before, just showing up. I mean, it's ridiculous. We would be foolish at this point not to tap that as much as possible. Chris writes, it is fun seeing Ben's confidence grow too. He's been killing it on the review shows. Yeah, Ben's clips have been turning out to be the better of the two. Like, what he reviews and how he reviews it, it flows so well, and he does an outstanding job setting up the clips. Chris says he's come a long way from episode number one. So, yeah. He's still a huge pile of shit, but he's much better than what he was. Which takes us to this. All right. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, I'll link this up so you can look at it. But our pal Freebeer posted a picture. And I don't know what it is, because this should be a funny thing. It's a nice picture of him enjoying a meal, and he's capitalizing on the silliness of him being a picky eater and loving only like chicken tenders and French fries, which is true. Which, by the way, those chicken tenders look outstanding. Those French fries look awesome. He has some type of drink concoction in his hand. This should not be something to make fun of. But the fucking face. That face looks like if you could tap into his brain, the horrible things he would be thinking about while making that face. My God. Jeremy says, imagine dressing up and going to a nice restaurant only to order off the kids' menu. You know, whatever. You know, the guy has a palate that he doesn't like foods much more than this. This is what he eats. I mean, if he can't eat normal food, then he can't eat normal food. Whatever. That isn't the problem here. It's his fucking face. That's the problem. All right? Now, I mean, granted, what his menu that he eats, his palate, he's not going to live older than like 56, 57. Because basically, all he's eaten for 57 years is meat and cheese. That's it. He's got meat and cheese in his colon from like 1975. So, you know, I think you should really download as many Freebird and Hot Wing shows as possible, because he's going to be dead before you know it. That's why his face has aged 15 times faster than mine somehow. I don't know how. But we can't really go much further on this without talking about that expression on his face. And of course, the hair. Wow. You know how people often say, yeah, I don't like to make fun of people's appearance. I do. And this is a goddamn crime. This should be punishable by some type of imprisonment. Holy shit. What a goddamn mongrel. That is the type of face that, you know, if you're at a park and you see someone with that face, it's time to leave the park. Holy shit. Nick writes, part of the reason I left my girlfriend, palate of a 5-year-old and couldn't order without substitutions. Now, I don't believe that, Nick. There is no way. Back to free beer. If you're the nose taking that picture, if the nose snaps that picture and looks at it and says, yeah, this is a good picture, you need to leave her, because she's not doing you any favors. You know, she might be willing to be on the business end of your asshole every night, but she's not assisting you if she's allowing you to post pictures like this. Holy shit. Well, anyway, I posted it on Facebook and I've asked you to caption it. And people are having a fantastic time doing that. Not everybody. Some of the folks take a run at your old pal Easy. You get some free beer defenders in there who just, ooh, boy. He's living his best life. He's so much better than you. People are killing me over that. And it's like, whatever. It's fine. I don't care as long as you're here. I'm glad to have you here. I'm very, very thankful that you're supporting me by engaging me on the post. Please do. Please do. All right. So I had a strong weekend of beating the shit out of those guys. And it was, I even went ahead and reposted the free clip for the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers. So Ben and I will have a new episode on Thursday. And typically I like to have a clip ready to go like during the week, like at about now, to play for you a preview. But we haven't gotten that far yet because today's show is where at least I will be taking from. I'll be listening to the Tuesday show, the Wednesday show, the Thursday show for things that we can park on. Now, it should be pointed out that they have really, really been digging deep on those silly type of topics that go nowhere, that are just ridiculous to even have as an actual segment. Ben Glaze did the heavy lifting for me. And these are things that they highlight on their Facebook page. So if you were to go or Facebook or Instagram, these are actual things that they post that are like big moments. Like if I'm going to promote something like, hey, I've got AIDS, you know, you put it on your Facebook page or your Instagram or something like that. Something that's newsworthy or interesting. Hey, I'm becoming a chick. Oh, my God. Rest in peace, me. What? It doesn't matter. They use social media to promote things like, who has a nightstand with drawers and doesn't use the drawer? Or, of all the favorite fair foods and free beer, chooses this. Little dyslexia on the word favorite there. Or, my favorite, buttons, especially in cars, hit different in the 80s and 90s. These were actual things that were discussed on the goddamn show. And you might think, oh my God, this is terrible. No, it's not. You notice 123 people like this. They're like, oh, fuck yeah, button talk. The audience that listened to that show love button talk. So I don't know. I'm doing this wrong. I want you to listen to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Please listen to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Tip me off when you think there's something review worthy. Send it along on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. After Free Beer dies, Jeremy says, up next on the Hot Wings and Steve show. Holy shit. Yeah, if you're Steve and Hot Wings, like, God damn it, please don't die. We got nothing otherwise. No, but I don't even say that to be mean. But because of Greg's diet, the unbelievable level of cholesterol, he's already on cholesterol medication, he's stressed to the max, he's never home. Fucking A, he'll be dead in a matter of years. Handful of years. 57 tops. Dead. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. MintMobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Jeremy says, man with five head and four eyes stalks his prey from in front of the camera. That's his caption. Chris adds, how bad is it that it's a weekly recap show now, essentially, LOL. Kuipers, with the first couple segments today were horseshit. Yes, exactly. Listen, let me know what's going on so we can talk about it here. If it's, I mean, I'll hear it, and off we go. Very, very exciting stuff now with Who Are These Free Beers being a weekly review show. Bob writes, today they discuss the plot between Kelly and Freebeer's wife to include a dildo Maitland's birthday present from Greg. Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not. And it's worded a little weird, so I'll have to take your word for it. Very, very odd. Okay, moving on to more important things. I had a weekend. Okay, so remember now, in January, I bought the fraud bus. And I was so excited for this entire summer of going up north and one big trip to Maine. And we got this brand new motorhome. And, well, it's been an absolute pile of shit. Let down after let down after let down. For the entire summer, I had the fraud bus in the shop for about 30 or 40 days, which is just fucking ridiculous. How can that possibly be? But it's true. Numerous problems that have slowed it down, and I've had to take it to the shop to get repaired. And my God, it got to a point where I was talking to the guy in charge of the place where we bought it, and he said, well, I don't know, I had my best guy on it, and it was I swear to God, and I said, look, I don't believe you anymore. I actually don't believe you. I'm calling him a liar. Well, yesterday concluded our trip up north Thursday to Monday. And I'm happy to report that we did not have one problem with the fraud bus. Everything was fantastic. No problems. Everything was great. And it was an absolute weekend to remember. It took an entire summer to finally get it right. But as of right now, the fraud bus is running great, is alive and well. Thank you for all your thoughts about the fraud bus. Damn it. That thing. Whew. So we go up there, and I've got a couple updates with you. I went with Charity Scam Mike, and I met him up there with my sister / stepsister Elizabeth, and my niece / step niece, if that's even a thing, Sophia. Sophia is special needs. She is 25, 26, something like that. And I noticed that when you have a person who is you are with special needs, my God, if you can just get past the occasional person who maybe stares, specifically kids, people roll out the red carpet for you. So it's Pooh Bear, myself, Elizabeth, Charity Scam Mike, Sophia, and we roll in, and people are like, oh, God, they're like partying out of the way. I'm like, Mike, this is fantastic. He goes, I know. We got to park right in front, got her in her chair. Now, here's the thing. Her legs work, but she, like, refuses to use them. Grown woman. And she can stand, but barely. And then she just wants to sit down. She is severely autistic and suffers from Rett's, which is also on the spectrum. Okay? Like my grandson, he has autism. But the way it manifested in his world is nothing like Sophia's world. Sophia is nonverbal. And very rarely is she on her feet. We can get her on her feet to get her from her chair into the car and from the car into the chair barely. But then she's just going to sit or go on or just sit on the floor. At the restaurant, they actually did the old Goodfellas thing. Well, this table is here in the sun, but let's put it in the shade for you. They lifted the table for us, put it in the shade, and made sure that she was comfortable. The next day, Pooh Bear and Elizabeth and Sophia go out. We all go downtown Grayling, and it's divide and conquer. The ladies are together doing some shopping, shop till you drop. So Pooh Bear goes to the bookstore with these ladies. They do their thing, buy books. Mike and I are getting groceries. And then it's time to pick them up, and they're in another store. And then I come walk into the store, and she goes, oh, you're going to have to pick us up. I go, what's up? And she goes, yeah, Lizzie and I are going to the bar next door with Sophia, and we're going to drink. I go, okay, all right. Now, Elizabeth, my sister, she's been grinding for 25 years working to improve the life of my beloved niece, Sophia. She is the straw that stirs the drink. She does everything. She does the diaper changes, the feeding, the taking care of her, taking her to the doctor. She's her primary caregiver. So if Elizabeth has the opportunity to let loose a little bit, Diana is going to facilitate that in any way, shape, or form. So Diana senses that they've got an opportunity to go out and party. The three of them. So she says, yeah, we're going drinking. I go, yeah, okay. I go walking back to the car. I go, yeah, they told us to go home and get dinner started. And then we got to come back and get them. He goes, really? I go, yeah. And he goes, this kind of hot. I go, I know. I mean, for our wives, not Mike's daughter. Yeah, she told me to go home and get the spaghetti sauce made. And the meatballs going. He goes, oh, okay. So they go to this bar. Mike and I go back to my place. I'm making a batch of Slaughter the Turks Armenian meatballs. Chris writes, I love the Diana party voice you do.
Woo, yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck yes. Oh, my God. Look at the fucking party. Shit, yeah.
Glug, glug, glug. Then we go home. I'm making the food. Mike's watching Shane Gillis, some special on Netflix. That fucker's funny, by the way. His stand-up's funny. He's horrible on podcasting. He's a terrible podcaster, but he's funny in stand-up. Phone rings. It's Pooh Bear. Hey, can you come down here and come get us and hang out and have a drink? And I go, well, I'm not going to have a drink, but Mike will have a drink with you.
Yeah, yeah. Woohoo! We're at this place, and there's a band getting ready to play, and it's just great. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
So We drive back there. It's about 15, 20 minute drive. Come walking in. Over at Paddle Hard. There's the Paddle Hard Brewery restaurant, and then there's the Paddle Hard Porch. That's where you go. That's where they were. Go in there, and my stepsister is fucking bombed. Now, this does not happen. And Mike goes, how many have you had? And she holds up three fingers like this and puts it in front of her. And there's these big cups, some vodka drink or some shit. So she's like just blitzed. Moments before, some young lady, they started a conversation table next to Diana and Elizabeth. And Elizabeth says, what kind of dog is that? And the lady tells her what type of dog it is. It's a fluffy black dog. She goes, my daughter loves your dog. It's beautiful. And the lady says, well, do you want your dog? You want me to put this dog, my dog, in your daughter's lap so she can pet her? And Lizzie goes, of course. That would be fantastic. I love you. And so the lady puts the dog in Sophia's lap, and Sophia's petting the dog. It's wonderful. This is what I mean. People who, if you have special needs, they'll do anything for you. And so then Elizabeth goes, thank you so much for doing that. I love you. And gave her a kiss. She kissed her on the cheek. I love San Diego Chargers. Lady walks away. We roll in. Mike has a drink. I just sit there, drink a cup of water. It's time to leave. Pooh Bear is not bombed. She only had one or two. Elizabeth, we're driving home, and man, just talking my ear off. She's in the front of me. She goes, you know, I just love you. Look at that tree. Just prior to getting into the car, I interacted with an old timer, and then after this interaction, I made the decision I need to stop interacting with people. I need to stop being friendly. Some guy pulls up in an old school Volvo station wagon. Looked to be about a 1986. And the guy gets out, and I go, wow, that one's a classic. And he goes, ah, take a peek inside at the odometer. Go ahead. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Now, this looks like the type of guy where as I'm leaning in to look at the odometer, he's going to push me in from behind and then rape me. So I'm like, okay. Now, I did it anyway. I leaned in, and this thing was a pile of shit inside of it. I mean, this guy does not take care of it. But the odometer, I'm not kidding you, said 485,000 miles. Bob says a Volvo 240 wagon, things are tanks. That's exactly what it was. It was a Volvo 240 wagon. So this guy goes, yeah, I don't baby it either. And I'm like, well, I can tell. And he goes, you know anything about cars? I go, mildly, I guess. Well, you know, he starts talking about like differentials and the rear end on the thing and the motor. And I'm like, I don't know. And then Mike, Charity Scam Mike, is going, yep, uh-huh, yep. And just walking around, putting the wheelchair in the car, not even paying attention. Yep, gotta go. And I'm like, shut up, man. And then this guy goes, here, let me pop the hood. Now, again, this is a north of the hard living line person. As we've talked about, if you're north of the hard, and this guy, we're way north of the hard living line. If you encounter 1,000 people, 999 are going to be north of the hard living line people where we are. Bob says, was it the turbo brick or the NA engine? I don't fucking know. What? How the fuck would anybody know that? He pops the hood and I go, Mike, come look at this thing. He's like, God damn it. And we just stand there looking at this dirty piece of shit motor. And I'm like, yeah, cool. And then he closes the hood. I go, well, I tell you what, man, thanks for showing me this. This has been incredible. And, he starts to walk away. We get in our rig in Mike's car, and we peel out of there. And then I notice that there's a young lady, probably 12, walking down the sidewalk towards our vehicle. She's got a slushy in her hand. I go, you see that child there, Mike? He says, yes. I go, we just saved her life. If it were not for us diverting that man's attention, that kid would have so many puncture wounds from a screwdriver right now from that fucker that she would bleed out in 5 seconds. There is no way that that guy has not tasted kid. Oh, Jesus. That guy was, seriously, almost as much of a creep as this face right here. I would take that guy's face over Greg with this face. My God. All right. If you're watching the show on Facebook or YouTube, I'm kicking you out now. You got to go to Twitch to see the rest of the show. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. It's that simple. Patreon. Sign up for Patreon. You get 7 days free. It's a Big Fraud Thursday this week. We start at 6 Eastern time with another weekly edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Sign up on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. This audio podcast is heard wherever you download shows. Subscribe, rate, and review, please. Email me, as I mentioned, on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. As always, Facebook, and of course, Twitch, brought to you by my friends at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. X, brought to you by Blue Frost IT. A little bit more about Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They're on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. Check them out for a fine selection of ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, motorcycles, e-bikes, Yamaha golf carts. You name it, they have it at Impact Power Sports. Check out their website, impactpowersportsmi.com. They also have a fantastic service department. And you can check them out. They'll repair anything at all to make sure that your fun vehicle stays the way it should be in its original form so you can have a great time with it. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com for more information. All right, very good. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, as I mentioned. To get your vehicle repaired, all you need to do is check them out online, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Or just call them, 616-532-6600. They're right in the middle of Grand Rapids. They have free loaner cars. You can check them out. ervines.com. Servicing all makes and models. EVs and hybrids. Kuiper Tree Care. If you are in West Michigan, KuiperTreeCare.com. KUIPER TreeCare.com. If you're like me and you've been looking at an overgrown tree on your property, you're like, my God, this thing's way past its prime. It's covering the house, making everything look like shit. Reach out to Kuiper Tree Care so that they can quickly assess your tree, get rid of it, grind the stump, and boom, just like that, you're in business. Call or text now for an estimate. 616-828-8225. Call or text 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. Tree removal, tree pruning, that is, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, tree risk assessment. They removed a ugly-ass indigenous species, whatever, not indigenous, invasive species, pear tree for my property, and then also pruned up a nice maple tree that I wanted to look nice. So they did all those things. Kuiper Tree Care. Online at KuiperTreeCare.com. One more before I take a quick break. My latest sponsor is EstateWise, Estate Planning. All right, this is why this is important. Estate planning involves preparing for the future and ensuring your assets are distributed appropriately according to your wishes. It's not just for the elderly. It's whether you're young, have children, or just starting to build your wealth. Planning for the future is crucial. It's about more than just dividing your assets. It's about securing your family's future, avoiding costly probate, and having control over your legacy. Now, having an estate plan provides peace of mind. The loved ones will be taken care of. It can also prevent family disputes and legal battles. Takes care of in case you are incapacitated, who has the power of attorney, who's making those decisions for you concerning your health or your finances. That's all part of it. I did this recently with my pal, Zach Marco from EstateWise, and I want you to plan for this. Okay? Estate planning isn't just about what happens after you pass away. It provides protections while you're still here. So if you don't do this, let's just say you don't do this. It's one thing to have a will. I'm talking about building an estate plan. So much more to it than just a will. If you have a will, your wishes may not be fulfilled. You have to have an estate plan in place to have control over these things. Otherwise, it goes to the courts, and it's a time-consuming, terrible process for your loved ones. Time and money. Do this. You only have to do it once. Reach out to my friends at EstateWise, Zach Marco. Call or text him directly, 616-540-7544. Even if you're only thinking about it, I want you to reach out to Zach and say hello. Send him a text. Say, EZ is talking about you again. Thanks for supporting my favorite podcast. I look forward to working with you in the future. When you do that, that means that Zach is like, God damn, EZ's killing it. I need to market more with my pal Eric Zane. 616-540. Write this down. I'm talking to you. 616-540-7544. 616-540-7544. Your old pal EZ is going to take a quick break, and I will be back. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.